And in terms of Maymay's installation, although she came with a lot of those little drawings that are on the wall, while she was here, every time she felt like she needed another piece or something else, she had her sewing machine here, and she was working and sewing and drawing in the gallery, trying to make little pieces for here and there. And in the end, of course, left her sewing machine, decided that was sort of an integral part of the installation.
Oh, wow.
And so that's the machine she does all these all the sort of stitched part of the drawings.
Huh. That's interesting. I'll have to look at it again.
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of sewing on these. So you can see just all these little thin lines are all just sewn lines and threads and such.
Yeah, it like adds a lot to the texture.
Oh yeah, right.
It's almost like, what is it? Is it pentelism? A little.
Oh yeah, like having the little points. Yeah. And there's very little, at least on these pieces, very little line drawing. I mean, like, all the drawing marks are these sort of washes and wide brush strokes. And she really leaves those lines to be drawn in the thread.
Yeah, this is a really neat piece. It's really cool how she keeps the movement going. Like, mm-hmm. You don't get stuck anywhere.
Right.
There's some sense of, like, just wielding or wrangling with both of their pieces. Like, that's why just looking at the tubing, it just seems thematic through all their stuff that... Not that they want things that are hard to work with, but they want things that have motion to them and are hard to contain and stop dead, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there is no, like, you know, in either their installation pieces, there are no, like, edges or end to it.
Right.
It just, I mean, like, even here as this wraps around the wall, I mean, there is, it just, even though there's nothing here, it just appears to just keep going.
You know,
there's nothing, there's never an edge.
Right. And at the same time, like, there's nothing stopping you. Like, even when you run into things similarly, you're like, okay, it keeps going, but I've reached the end. And now if I want to go through it again, I gotta go back to the
beginning. It's just another loop back to the, yeah.
But here there's nothing, there's no impulse inside me being like, oh, I have to go back to the beginning. I feel like I can equally just go
anywhere.
Way I came, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.